Okay. We continue what we began discussing the last couple of weeks. If you weren't with us, I don't know if everybody was here, but it'll be user-friendly also if you weren't. We basically have been discussing the life's function of living with a constant awareness of Hashem. As we mentioned, this, the Bir HaLacha, right in the beginning of Mishneh Berurah, lists this as one of the Shesh Mitzvahs Tmidiyos. There are constant mitzvahs that a person is mechuyev to do all the time. One of them is, well, Emunah, Yira, we'll see that this actually qualifies as a few of them. To go with a constant awareness of Hashem. So the question is, the obvious question, is that practical? There's a lot of things you're meant to be doing in life. Many of them require thought. Many of them require concentration. So, how are we literally supposed to understand that awareness of Hashem is a constant mitzvah that you're supposed to be busy with all the time? How are you supposed to do anything else? So, an answer that I saw given is that there are things that you can train yourself to be aware of on a subconscious level. For example, how many times have you thought about gravity in the last month? You thought about gravity once? You know that gravity works, right? Things gravitate towards the earth. How many times have you thought about that lately? Now you might say, the last time I thought about it was 3 years ago. But it's not true. You thought about it at least 10 times today. Whenever you place something down on the table, do you drop it? If you're placing down a china plate on the table, do you drop it? Or do you place it down carefully? Why'd you place it down carefully? Because gravity is ingrained in you. You're familiar with the concept even on a subconscious level. So, the idea is to reach a situation where you instinctively work according to that understanding. In other words, you reach a situation where you instinctively avoid averus, etc. I allow myself to say, no. It's a very partial answer. And it's also, if we're going to leave that as the answer, we're basically going to be saying that the purpose of awareness of Hashem is to make sure you don't do the wrong things. And if so, we've turned the Iker into the Tuffel and Tuffel into the Iker. The purpose of all the mitzvahs in the big picture is to enhance our awareness of Hashem. It's not that we need to be aware of Hashem because there are certain things Hashem just can't have done. If you need to remember in order not to do it, so remember me. If you don't need to remember me, just make sure you don't do it. No, that's certainly not the case. The concept of awareness of Hashem is an end in and of itself, which is actually the function of many, if not all, of the mitzvahs. So, if so, the question comes back. It seems not practical. It's a good question, but good questions often have good answers. We can't just dismiss it by saying, well, okay, it means to get it to a subconscious level. That's true, it's one element. It's one limited element of the mitzvah of Yiras Hashem, is to gain an awareness that will cause you to hold back. But the truth is, yes, what we are aiming for is a constant awareness. How does that work on a practical level? So, let's think about it in these terms. If you're spending the day with somebody, think of a chassan and kala spending the day together. There, they both really care about what the other thinks of them. Spending the day together, and they're going around taking care of all kinds of technicalities for the chassan. They have to go to the hall to speak to the caterer. They have to go here and they have to go there. Now, they're busy with all kinds of things, and yet they're keenly aware of the other person who's with them the whole time. Even more than that, when the chassan is busy speaking to the caterer, and the kala is standing right next to him, he's talking to the kala. Anybody who's met a chassan and kala in the street is aware of that. You go over, you tell him Shalom Aleichem, and he starts talking to you, he's talking to the kala. He's talking in much more polite tones than he's ever spoken to you in, right? And he might even say certain things that, you're looking at him, why are you saying that? He's trying to get certain messages across to the kala. He's talking to the kala the whole time. And when he's talking to the caterer, he's talking to the kala. He's either trying to impress her with how sharply he can talk to the caterer, or he's trying to impress her with how nice he can be to the caterer, depending on the guy, maybe depending on the girl, maybe depending on the caterer. But whatever it is, everything he's doing with that awareness. As they're going to the linen store to look at different linens, when he's looking at the linens on the shelf, he's not just right now focused on the linens. He's looking at them with her. And she's looking at them with him. That's a very, very major part of their consciousness at that time. Now, the truth is that this is what we might say is what we're aiming for when we're talking about having constant awareness of Hashem. Now, this is not an easy thing. And if we're going with the dictum that you have to practice what you preach, I don't know what to say. But when it comes to these things, first of all, say, I'm preaching what we're going to strive for together. But besides, on a certain level, I do practice what I preach, and so does everybody else here, because we have to realize that yes, the ultimate goal is to reach this realization on a 24-hour basis. Aye, what's with the practicality? We'll get to that. On a 24-hour basis, and in a very, very intense way. That's the goal. But when it comes to these things, we have to realize that that's a lifetime career. And any element of this that we can get, let's say you have a guy who has a hard time focusing on the person next to him. For him, it's a big step if, okay, at least by the linens he's doing it with her, but when he focuses on the caterer, he only focuses on the caterer. Okay, the step towards a proper relationship. So the truth is that that's really the key word here. The word here is relationship. The word is not just awareness. When we talk about awareness in the sense of don't do an avera because Hashem is watching, we're talking about one very small element of a relationship. Sure, part of your relationship, when you have a healthy relationship with somebody, is not doing things that they don't like. But that's just one dynamic. When we're talking about relationship, we're talking about something with very many dynamics. And here, we can practice one thing at a time to try to develop the dynamics, to try to develop that feeling, the ongoing relationship. I'll just give one example before we move on. This is a long topic, but Nezus Hashem. But just give one example of what we mean by dynamics and how different activities can manifest in different ways. David HaMelech says, "Ki b'cha aruz gdudu b'elokai adaleg shur." Before we even translate the pasuk, I'm going to tell a little story from when I was a kid. I idolized my father. I know it's not in style these days. You're supposed to be figuring out all of the, you know, the different pain and the emotion, what they caused you as a kid, and it's complicated. I had a hard time with it, but I'm old-fashioned, I guess. So, as a little kid, for me, he was the coolest and strongest thing that existed. He was strong, and he was a chevraman, what they call. So one time, my brother was riding down Coney Island Avenue. The New Yorkers know what I'm talking about. And a few Puerto Ricans relieved him of his bike. He came running home. It was like 10 minutes after it happened. It was in the evening. So my father drove out in his car. I went along. Be part of the action. Okay. As we're driving down Coney Island Avenue, we saw at one place, there was a group of about 10 people with all kinds of different shades of color, together, all crowded around one bike. Okay. My father hit the brakes very, very loud, so they all looked up and saw him. And then he bolted out of the car and walked right towards them. So, I figured, alright, I had a lot of bitachon also. My mom was talking about a lot of these dynamics. I had bitachon. I had no question, it's 100% safe. So my approach, well, I want to be a part of this. I said, you know, all right, Dad, don't worry about a thing. I'm covering your back. I'll be right behind you. Okay. So he headed out. I was right behind him. And he walked right, like, elbowed his way right to the middle of the crowd and lifted up the bike. And I was right behind him. He looked at the bike for a minute. It wasn't the bike. He put it down. He kind of turned around without a word and went back to the car. And they were all just standing there stunned. I was right there behind him feeling very good about myself. Look how brave I am. David HaMelech said, "Ki b'cha aruz gdudu b'elokai adaleg shur." That experience that I just described was obviously a very serious part of a relationship. If I would go back afterwards boasting about, you know what I did? There was a group of 10 of them. I went right into the middle of them. What do you mean you went right into the middle of them? You were holding onto your father's belt. David HaMelech said, "Ki b'cha arutz gedud be'elokai adaleg shur." People knew David as a mighty warrior, as a fearless warrior. B'cha arutz gedud, what does that mean? There's a whole platoon of enemy soldiers running away, and David HaMelech is chasing after them, running mamish into the group and slaying them. Be'elokai adaleg shur. There's a big wall in the way. David HaMelech simply goes bouncing over the wall. People who saw it admired David, right? It says that the Bnei Yisrael sang about David, Shol hika ba'alof of David b'rivavoysav. They idolized David for his might. But how did he express it? He said, Becha arutz gedud. With you I ran. Hashem is running. I'm running along behind him. That was what David experienced. He experienced mamish the same thing. I'm running along behind him. That was what he felt. Everybody else looked at the great David. Right? He's running and taking on the whole unit of soldiers. What did he experience? His experience was, Hashem is running ahead and doing battle. I'm behind him. I'm safe. There's nothing to it. Be'elokai adaleg shur. I can't jump over a wall. I'll come to the wall. Hashem will pick me up and bounce me over. That's not what people saw. People saw a mighty warrior bouncing over a wall. He was very busy at the time. He didn't have time. He wasn't able to be focusing on other things. But it was an experience of doing things with Hashem. So here, this is really just an example of one dynamic of what we're calling this constant relationship. When David HaMelech went to battle, he didn't forget about Hashem. He wasn't busy right now. He was running to battle with Hashem. This is one example. Now, there are many more dynamics. Sometimes it'll be awe, sometimes fear, sometimes love, sometimes gratitude, passion, etc. Bezos Hashem, over the coming weeks, we'll try to analyze piece by piece various aspects of the dynamics of this relationship and how we can actually ease one thing after the other into our lives. It's not as far as it sounds. Getting to the full madrega is very far. But to actually start experiencing some of these things, to go through the day doing things with Hashem, is closer to within reach than it might seem.